Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast you can play as a hidden character on retro PC game Leisure Suit Larry if you scan a picture of your butthole and post it on AOL. I'm your host, Mike, and today we will be bracketing off hated video game characters. And to do that, I needed to reach out to a few guys that play video games quite a bit. I'm not that guy, but I know a little bit about old video games, so they are going to help me. They are the fellas from the Head to Head podcast. How are you guys doing today?
So good.
Great. Thanks for having us.
After that laser shit Lawrence. I didn't think anybody even talked about him anymore. That was amazing.
Oh, laser man. Shit Larry.
Oh, we should introduce ourselves. I am Laser Shit Larry. I am Cowboy.
I'm Jake.
And I'm JB, aka Jellybean.
Hey, that's acceptable. You were Kibbles and Bits or some shit.
Yeah, who knows?
It's the flavor of the week. Really
He's in the witness protection program, as far as we know.
Yeah, he's going to be all the new Bean Boozled flavors. You got the Kibbles and Shits and the whatever else he is. Yeah, no.
If your dog's constipated, you can Kibble and Shits.
Shits in et cetera.
Oh, my God.
So since I have you guys here, why don't you tell me what you do over at the Head-to-Head Video Game Podcast?
I'll take it this time and hand it to Cowboy.
And I'm going to take it and hand it back to Jay. Go ahead and take it, Jay.
We are three low-level video game employees who run a podcast for a corporate conglomerate called Game Corp. Floor 22 of Game Corp USA. Our podcast mixes real cool video game commentary, narrative elements, think MST. TK3, whatever that abbreviation is. Mystery
is
Science
that a Mortal
Theater,
Kombat series?
Yes. Think Mystery Science here. Theater and Think Muppet Show. And then a little sugar and spice and something nice. And I don't know where we are anymore. That's us, baby.
That is us, baby.
So we take our main thing is we take two games and we battle them against each other. So we have these cool themes too. Battling the scariest game with your friends, or the most stompinest around mech suited warrior like Master Chief versus the Gears of War. We just give games weird titles and then we make two similar games battle for that title.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's fun. We get to iconize or idolize things into an immortal title. Plus, like you said, we have narrative sequences. There is a whole running story that we're going to be doing across it. You're going to find the same characters, threads within a plot. It's such a good time. It's almost like a variety show. So it's going to be more than the gaming podcast that you might be used to hearing, which just kind of drone on about the latest news. We don't even talk about news. We don't even like news. We like,
oh God, yeah. We're the worst source for news.
Do not go to us to news, because I mean, we take 2 weeks to get it out to you, and we don't even know a lot about it. So don't go to us for news.
Yeah, well done.
Go to us to laugh.
Could have said it better myself.
I could have, but I won't.
But you choked.
Over
and
to
I'm
you,
over
Mike.
Here being mom spaghetti.
Yeah, well, I got to mention a video game that I played when I was a ute that you could put up against Laser Suit Larry. I played a game, and this is going to sound pathetic, called Strip Poker, which is actually funny. It's exactly what you would expect, except that you were a young, barely pubescent boy playing against a very pixelated Commodore 64 lady. And if you beat her, she continued to remove clothes. But the thing I realized quickly is because I had a hacked version of the game, is all you had to do was rename the fifth element
character
for the first element, and she took all her clothes off. So it was really easy to beat her at strip poker because she started out naked. It was perfect. So yeah.
Amazing.
I've already won the
whack
game.
Brackets was born.
Yeah, that is it. Literally the whacking of the whack brackets.
It's my origin story.
That is how Mikey Brackets started. So with all that said, I will tell you where Whack Brackets has degraded into, if that's even possible. We are now asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We will bring on fellow podcasts and friends of the show, such as Cowboy, Jake, and JB here. And we'll bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. Again, we are going to bracket off hated video game characters. If I didn't tell you that already, I apologize. I think I did, but you know what? We're at that point in the night. So with that said, let's get on with the show. If you boys are ready, here we go.
My body is ready.
My body is ready.
My body.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a John Legend song or not, but we're going to continue. So with all that said,
Seal.
It's a Navy SEALs anthem.
Okay.
So of these two, we are going to bracket off Magikarp versus the Duck Hunt dog. Which one of these two are more likely to be on the shirt in the mugshot of a serial killer? JB, who do you have?
Holy shit.
It's Duck Hunter dog. It's got to be, because here's the deal. That Duck Hunter dog, that dog is the most annoying thing. You go and you're shooting and you're like, yeah, I got this gun. I'm shooting the screen. You miss the duck. The dog laughs at you. I mean, you're a serial killer, right? And you're trying to shoot the young blonde and you miss. And a dog pops out and is laughing at you. I mean, I'm going to put that on my shirt. And I'm going to say, this is the reason I do this, because when I was a kid, I couldn't shoot that damn duck.
Dog.
That's why.
Blonde.
So the Duck Hunter dog's like your manifest as a dog on a shirt.
Yeah. He always described it to me as that dog that looks like my mother. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, the dog that looks like my mother.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And if you looked at the Unabomber's manifesto, it was literally 400 pages of the Duck Hunter dog.
It was just tee-hee-hee.
People thought that guy was really smart, and literally all he did was he took the same page, photocopied it 400 times, and put it in a manifesto.
People have a violent reaction to that dog, dude. I think we put up a post about it, and people are like, that dog. And that was all they said. Was that you even?
I think
that you, Mikey? Yeah.
So I think I stole that from the post. That's how I ended up here.
But everybody does. Everybody remembers that dog is laughing at them. Is like, that was your first experience in childhood of ridicule. That dog told you with a single tee-hee that you would never be enough. And you've never forgot it.
I 100% disagree with the idea that video games cause violence. Asterisk Duck Hunt. You know?
And not for the reasons you think.
So I think we interrupted poor Jake. Do you have anything else to add, Jake? We just kind of like hijacked your thoughts. Sorry about that.
My thoughts? Oh, man. All right. So I didn't know I was up. Thank you.
Well, I think
that.
You started, and then we started talking about manifestos and shit. So I didn't know who was up. We just started talking about the hatred for the Duck Hunter dog.
I was just added to it. It was a great answer, which I'm going to wholeheartedly disagree with. Ooh. So, yeah, it's Magikarp all the way. We know from years and years and years of murder, mystery, true crime, all this stuff, all the way from Unsolved Mysteries, all the way to now with the 4,000 different true crime podcasts that are out there. We know serial killers, they want to think they are special. They need to know they're special. They need to know what they're doing is special, and they're so much better than everyone else. And what Pokemon thinks they are so special and destined to be so much more than Magikarp?
Pikachu?
No. In real life, Magikarp is so useless, and everyone hates Magikarp, and they don't contribute anything to society. But deep down, that Magikarp is saying, if I can just murder one more person, I can turn into a beautiful Gyarados, and they will all see. That's why I think Magikarp is the poster child for how serial killers see themselves.
I gotta say, like, Jake is right. I want to give him tons of merit.
Dang right.
That is it. Magikarp is being useless for the longest time, and it's just waiting for that momentary catalyst, that big break, that big just sudden jump And that's a serial killer. That's when he does his biggest thing and he gets caught and he tells his manifesto and everybody sees how amazing what he's done, the big change in him. However, I do want to disagree. I think Magikarp does represent it, but I think if a serial killer was to identify with anything, it would identify with the dog from Duck Hunt. It would wear it mm-hmm. proudly and say, like, this is how the world works. The world is awful. The world will ridicule you for what you do. The world is chaos. The world does not love you. And that is the Duck Hunt dog.
Okay. So you know what? We're not going to make Jake call his mom again, but I'm going to and I'm going to go with Magikarp here. And the reason I'm going to go with Magikarp is because I think most serial killers, not all serial killers, but most serial killers like to prey on people that are weaker than them. Mm. And Magikarp, as has been mentioned, is possibly the weakest Pokemon ever.
Yep.
And with that said, is that a serial killer is going to wear his victim. He's kind of proud of killing. So he's going to wear the Magikarp and be like, see, I kill the weak victims. Where the Duck Hunt dog, the killer that's going to wear a Duck Hunt dog shirt is going to be a more violent killer. Someone that kind of like kills somebody and then, or doesn't kill him quite yet, but then tries to make him eat their own cat or something. If he were a flavor of ice cream, his ice cream flavor would just be dick and balls. This guy just sucks. Okay. But he's aggressive. He's angry. Serial killers have to lie in the shadows. Magikarps are very weak, and that's what serial killers tend to prey on, are the weak. And then they're going to brag about, oh, look, it's like the Ted Bundy. He just keeps going up and hitting on women and then killing them. So with that said, we do have a split, and I don't have a good idea for a tie break, but I'm going to come up with something. So I'm going to ask you this, and this is going to depend. Okay, since Jake and I agree, I'm going to let JB and Cowboy decide who wants to answer this question. I'm not going to tell you what the question is, but I've got a
Cowboy.
Question.
Cowboy?
Fair enough.
Okay. Let me ask you this. The stock market has been a wild ride recently. The NASDAQ composite, did it go up or down today?
I checked in with them. The NASDAQ has been having kind of a rough day. They went down. You know, their emotional state is low. So,
you know what? Surprisingly, the NASDAQ has been up a lot recently, but today they were down 0.58%.
Yeah.
So you picked the right person, Cowboy. Mm-hmm. JB, would you have known that?
Yeah, I lost 38 cents today. So
did you?
I did.
Are you one of those Robin Hood traders?
No.
You have like a 0.073 shares of Amazon stock.
I wish.
I have $18 in Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. You don't even know how to say it. It's not Dogecoin.
My mother made me buy it. She texted me and she goes, Dogecoin to the moon. I swear to you.
What did you text back? Did you say diamond hands?
I don't know what that means. She knows everything. I know none of it. She goes, Dogecoin to the moon. I'm like, what? She goes, put all your money in Robinhood for Dogecoin. And I just did it. And I text her back. And she sends me memes. This is my mom sending me memes.
Where's my retirement, mommy? What did I do with my money?
It's all in Dogecoin.
It's all in Dogecoin. Yeah. She's weird, dude. She loves being on like hyped hit culture, like internet culture, and she loves the Anunnaki and all the QAnon, and she's on too much internet, like that you can trace it all back to being on the internet too much. So I need to cut her off, but hopefully the Dogecoin works out because I got all of my $18 in it.
All 18 of your future dollars. Your
if
kids
my kid
are
wants
be
to go
excited
to
when you triple your money and they have damn near $50.
Yeah, when they want to afford lunch at community college, they better hope that pays off.
So that said, sadly, I tried to win it for Jake. I thought Magikarp was the right answer, but fair is fair. The Duck Hunt dog wins, and he will go on against the winner of this WAG bracket with the question being, who spends more time on their manscaping? Is it Johnny Cage and or is it E Honda? And I must say, manscaping is a new term to me. I don't know. I'm assuming you guys know what manscaping is. As a 50-year-old man, this is a relatively new term to me. And I've learned this primarily from being a podcaster because I listen to other podcasts and I hear manscaping commercials 24/7 now. And they've creeped into regular commercials now. This wasn't a thing 20 years ago. I'm just telling you, it just wasn't. I'm sure people did it. You know, maybe that's why I wasn't able to pull hot chicks. But new thing to me. I'm learning. I'm embarrassed I didn't do it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it. But manscaping, Johnny Cage, E Honda. Well, it. Oh, you want to go cowboy? He raises his hand. He's like, yeah, I got shit to say.
I know. The answer, it's Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat, right? That's the Johnny. Yeah. That's the only Johnny Cage.
That's the only.
Well, there's a guy down the street. His name's Johnny Cage, and he has like two pit bulls, and he also has like all kinds of like crazy animals inside. Mm. He runs an entire farm down here, but this is Tennessee, so whatever.
I would love to meet him, but I'm going to talk about the Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat. You know he's got a crisp JC just etched in right above his junk. you know that shit says JC, and it's not just like the Comic Sans font. He's got outline, he's got drop shadow with his like stubble. He's got a whole graphic design team that thunder strip right above his junk. Nice. I'm gonna say yeah, he has people that do it for him.
Of course he does.
Yeah, they get in there. And he does the splits, and they come over and they manscape him.
That makes so much sense.
So I got to go with Johnny Cage. I mean, he's all about the look. He's shirtless with sunglasses. He's the dude to manscape to the nines.
Sure.
All right, who's next? JB, we'll let you go next.
It's Johnny Cage. There's in my mind, there's no question. Like E Honda, he's a beast of him. He's like the anti manscaping, kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? He's like the patron saint of not manscaping in my mind. So it's like, he's almost the, if I'm thinking of the right person, who's E Honda?
Street Fighter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the sumo.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, who did you think it was?
The big green beast.
No,
Blanca. Blanca.
Oh yeah, that's Blanca. I was thinking Blanca.
Oh no, okay,
never mind.
No, different guy.
To provide some argument, I mean, he's a sumo wrestler.
Exactly. And
to be a sumo wrestler, you want to be baby slippery. Smooth. You want to be slippery. So see, maybe this, Mikey was good with this question.
See, this question, I thought it's about this.
What's going on?
I do the whack bracketing very. Yes. I spent some time on these.
Yeah,
I was playing checkers. You were playing chess. That's what was going on.
You were playing checkers. I was playing with myself. No, that's different. So JB, who do you have?
Yeah, I'm gonna
You're
change
going
it.
E-Honda
it's E Honda now. I E Honda'd myself. E Honda's a big boy. E Honda's a big boy, and it's going to take
a ton
time.
Of fun.
He's got more surface area to cover, and when you're a sumo, you want to be slippery. You want to slip out of those holds and those pushes. You just slip it. So you got to be oiled up, hairless, completely, head to toe. You know, so he's
got to be a baby seal.
You got to be a baby seal, and it takes a long time to make E Honda a baby seal.
Okay, so we have a split so far. Jake, who do you have?
Oh man, no, it's totally so. Okay, Johnny Cage is like an obvious choice. He's a pretty boy. His haircut is on point. He's so hairless. Movie star from below the belly button up to the top, the start of his fade. But he always wears pants. You don't see him in anything but pants. You don't know what mystery is being hidden inside those military stretchy pants that he uses to splits punch Goro in the dick. You don't know what's going on there. Nobody does. Maybe Johnny Cage is very self-conscious. Maybe he wears the pants because he doesn't want people to see what's going on. My vote is 100% for E Honda. When I see E Honda, I think old guard manscaping. I think a man, a refined gentleman, a dude who spends, though he would never admit it, a dude who spends hours in the bathroom getting himself ready for the day. When you see E Honda, you see the embodiment of the smell of aftershave, of proper care. And he's also told Sumo, whenever he splits, you see those tight, tight little chonies underneath. There's nothing there.
Yep.
There's nothing there. There's proof. It's E Honda because he shows you the proof.
Yep. There's no butt hair sticking out of his little thong, you know?
Doesn't absolutely not.
No. Those rolled up diapers that they wear just like twisted up diapers. Like you have to manscape.
Yeah. That's
a good point. This is a hard battle.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, Cowboy, I won't give you a chance to change your answer because I'm totally 100% agreeing with E Honda here. You can change it and we can go full sweep. But the thing is this was one where I was expecting more of a fight, but you guys kind of went on the same tangent I was thinking.
Yeah.
But for a little bit different reason, it started out a little different, and then I think Jake brought it home. Here's the thing about E Honda is he's a traditionalist, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't do sumo unless you're a traditionalist, and he wants to respect his tradition. And to respect your tradition and wear those kind of outfits to be competitive in, you don't want to embarrass it with just like dingleberries and shit hanging out the side.
Oh.
You know, you don't want like a scrotum hair hanging and shit. So yeah, he's definitely, you know, because occasionally a scrotum will pop out, but that's okay. You know, he's definitely clean. And Johnny Cage, this guy's, he's just like a vain sack of fermented dick cheese. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's an awful human being. You know that. You can tell that. Nobody likes this character. I used to play him because it pissed people off. And even though he wasn't a good character, he was fun to play with just because he pissed people off.
Yep.
You know, and when I get the impression of Johnny Cage, I'm thinking smell-wise, he smells like Axe body spray and something like Dance Club Putang. He just has this gross aroma to him, and he really doesn't care. Even though he wants to look good on the surface, once he gets you in bed, he's already that far. And he's like, fuck you. Now at this point, you're all about me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm thinking he doesn't give a shit about that. E Honda, as we've all said, we've seen him about as naked as you can see a man down below. And he looks pretty slick. And even his chest looks pretty slick. He doesn't have a hairy chest. Think about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm 100% in agreement. I think E Honda over Johnny Cage. I think this is one of those that on the surface, Johnny Cage was the easy winner. But I think when you dig a little deeper and you go a little under the surface, I think E Honda's your winner.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
All right.
So, I still love Johnny Cage.
I still love playing with Johnny Cage. He's so fun to play with because nobody likes that guy.
I just want to see that JC, you know? I just want to know who does his graphic design. That's all.
You got to make it real.
Just want to know who does that.
Oh, who is the one person you thought that E Honda was originally, JB?
Blanca?
Yeah, maybe they're the one that does it. Maybe they do the JC.
Blanca is Johnny Cage's manscaper.
Yeah,
oh
why not?
My God.
Why not? We're just going to like... Or better still, Pikachu or whatever. Well, yeah. Anybody. Whatever.
Oh, Pika P, man.
Pikachu. Yeah. Well, yeah. I can't think of anything clever to say because sadly, Pokemon only say their own name. I was going to say something that was not Pikachu related, but now I remembered he can only say Pikachu. So there you go. So, long story short, we're down to the final round. We're going to put the Duck Hunt dog against E Honda. Which one of these two would be a doper DJ at your house party? I think, Jake, have you gone first yet this round? Or was it JB? Who's up this?
I don't think Jake's gone first.
Okay.
I don't think I've gone first.
Go first.
Yeah, I would love to because I want to take the obvious choice. There is only one obvious choice here, and it is E Honda. You've seen his moves. Oh, like I can just picture him up on the stage now. He can scratch those records into the dirt. One, the bass drops, when that beat drops, he's slamming his foot down. DJ E Honda in the house, y'all. Oh, his parties would be so amazing. And just picture him with those headphones, or I mean, I don't know, just pressing play on his MacBook, whatever. But E Honda would bring the noise, dude.
All right. What do you think? Let's go with JB next. Who you got?
I do think E Honda has like a, you know, you because he is like, he's an athlete, right? He has this craft that he has honed, and he has rhythm, and you can tell by the way he stomps around, he would make a pretty good DJ. But I just want to see a cartoon dog be a DJ.
Yeah,
that would be dope. That would be super dope. He could be the dope duck dog.
And that would dope be his duck name. Dog.
Yeah.
DJ dope, DJ duck, duck dog.
DJ dope dog. Dog. Yeah, that's it. So I got to go with the duck hunt dog.
And he can DJ sample his own D. game.
Yeah. So I'm going to interject and put the onus on the cowboy to solve this, because I am going to go with E Honda, and I'll tell you why. Jake was touching on it, but he didn't go all over exactly what I'm going to say. First off, E Honda, he wears the samurai shit. He's old school. Okay. So he's dropping old school beats. And not only that, not only does he stomp, but you know, his hand fucking guard, man, he is fucking quick, man. Mm-hmm. He's going to be quick on the turntable, man. He's going to spin records faster than a cable news anchor spins news stories. He's going to be all over the fucking place. All right. So it's going to be awesome. And whereas the duck hunting dog, you know what? My guess is he's a dick. We know that. Mm-hmm. Out the chute. We don't think E Honda's a dick. Duck hunt dog's a dick. He doesn't even show up. You pay the motherfucker, he doesn't show up. When he does up, he shows up with some old cat. They roll in with some like 80s equipment, big shit that's with a busted speakers and shit. And it sounds like shit. And he's trying to tell you it's loud, but it sounds like dog shit, literal dog shit, because he's a dog. And I just don't think that he has the. He doesn't care enough. E Honda, as we said, he's a manscaper. So he cares about his appearance. He cares about the way he presents himself to others. And he's going to make sure that he presents his best self. He may not be the best DJ, but he's going to present the best self. If you don't like old school beats, if you're into the new shit, you might not like it, but you're going to appreciate what he gives you. I think Duck Hunt Dog's like, fuck you. I'm going to give you what I want. So, you know, I think the Duck Hunt Dog, as we said, he's a dick. The last thing you want is a dick as a DJ. So, Cowboy, what do you have?
All right. So, E Honda, I could totally see him on YouTube with like samurai beats, with like those Japanese lo-fi kind of beats with some like really good DJing in between. I also want to say some of the best musicians ever been are assholes. And it's just a thing.
Yeah.
The best musicians in the world have egos. They're assholes. They just have this air of unearned godlike confidence. And the Duck Hunt Dog has that for no reason. Seemingly no reason, until we know that he is the dead mouse or the dead duck of DJing. He's the dead duck of DJing.
DJ Dick Dog is dead mouse? We just learned
Dick
this?
Dog is dead mouse. Dog. How... However, to Jim give Dick my Dog official to give my official answer, because I don't even like Dead Mouse, I think E Honda scratching. I think you guys nailed it. E Honda on the record, mashing that A button, would just produce some of the craziest DJ Shadow, just wild kind of like rhythms and scratches. I got to give it. It's the obvious one. Let's go E Honda.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I can't disagree. E Honda. Dope as fuck. And I, you know what? He may have not made it out of the first round, but I was glad to see him make it out of the first round, because I thought his scratching ability, out of the people that we had in here, if we had scratchers, if we had like a real house party, and I'm not talking a guy who just is a DJ at your party, like a wedding DJ, that's a shit DJ. I need somebody that's scratching records. If we went with it, I thought the scratchers would be the E Hondas and the Magikarps. So I was kind of angling for E Honda Magikarp final.
Magikarp.
Dude, yeah, DJ he'd be flopping Magikarp around on the record. Oh, it would be dope as fuck.
Oh, yeah. He can flip flop between records. That's
excellent. Yeah, so yeah, but he sadly didn't make it this far. So I think that E Honda is the easy winner here. And
for sure,
we have a 3-1. So E Honda is going to win our hated video game characters whack bracket again. We had on the head-to-head video game podcast tonight with Cowboy and Jake and JB, and I will let you guys tell me how to reach out to you on your Instagrams and Twitters and all that, and then I'll tell you how to reach out to me.
Cowboy here. I main Twitter. So again, I'm all over Twitter. I'm posting polls. I'm trying to be funny as hell. So get at me and ask me weird questions so I can interact with you and try to weird me out. I swear, I just want people to get weird with me. So that is at head2headpod, the number 2, like the guy from The Wire. I think she. head2headpod on Twitter. Jake?
Jake here. I would like to rep Cowboy at Twitter. If you want to talk to anyone, just hit up Cowboy on Twitter again. I mean, he's all over that place. Oh my God. He throws them out with the quickness. But seriously, if you want to hit us up as well, we do have an Instagram. I do post stories and pictures and love it when you say hi. And our Instagram is head2headpodcast. Remember, number 2.
You can also check out our website, head2headpod.com. Or if you hate the letters E and A, you can go to h2hpod.com.
I hate EA.
I hate it. Yeah. I mean,
that's fair.
Most people and, do.
And it's a special thing. If any listener to let us know they listen to this episode sends me the code word swordfish in a DM, I will aggressively hit on you to your heart's content until you tell me to stop.
What so, a reward.
What a
congratulations.
Hold on. What was that again? Swordfish?
Swordfish. You that? Or a person of... You or a person of your choosing until I either till they become my mate, you know, until I court them, or until they call the authorities, whichever
comes first.
Swordfish.
Okay, so with all that said, yes, if you want to get me on the emails, you can send it to cowboy@swordfish@whackbracket. Actually, you can't put ats. But you can spell it cowboy at at swordfish at the symbol at whackbrackets.com, and I will get that. But outside of that, you can reach me on all the Instagrams and Twitters, Snapchats, Reddits, all the bullshit. I think I even signed up for something else. I don't know. I did not sign up for Parler. That is one place I refuse to because they ask not only for your social security number and your driver's license, but they ask for your dick size, and that's why I cut it off because I was like, no, I'm not telling anybody that.
And the drop down doesn't go low enough.
That's right. It stopped at 0.5 inches.
Where's the decimals? I need fractions.
I need negative numbers up in this bitch. So with
I'm an innie, not an outie.
Oh, golly. I don't think I've ever used the word golly. So there we go. Golly. This is the first time I've used the word golly on a podcast or any time in my life. So, anyway, you can reach out to me on all those social media platforms, minus the Parlors. I don't even think that's a thing anymore. But with all that said, thank you guys at the H2H, head-to-head video gaming podcast, the Cowboy, the Jake, and the JB. Thank you again.
Thanks
and
for having
we
us.
Will get out of here, and we'll let you guys say see you later, and we are out.
As always, get the fuck out of here.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Or morning.